This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls and set them on fire with love for you. Please be seated. When I was in about the fourth or fifth grade, I used to look forward to the county fair like crazy. I mean, I thought about it all year long, and we usually went, and if we didn't, I begged to go and begged to go. So one year, I had plans to go with my best friend, Susan Merkel, and 2 days before we were supposed to go, I was over at her house, and I cut my knee, and I cut it really badly. So we called my mom, and she took me to Dr. Weems at Weems Clinic, where they did minor surgery, and I needed 5 stitches. So I had 5 stitches in my knee, so you know what's coming next. My question to them was, what about the fair? I can still go, right? And you know what the answer was. No. No fair this year. There's too much dirt, there's too much walking, you'll pull the stitches. So I couldn't have been more devastated. In my world, that I thought was just, everything was over, and I was so disappointed. So the next day I stayed home, my mom took care of me, and then the next day, she let me go over to Susan's house with the strict orders that we were not allowed to go to the fair, and I said I understood. And I went over there, but I was so upset at not being able to go. What I wish I knew then, that I know now, but really didn't want to admit, was that my mom and Dr. Weems were keeping me safe and healthy, protected and secure, in a pen, kinda, is what I felt like. I didn't know that they were just trying to nurture me, because if it was up to me, I would have gone to the fair anyway, regardless of what would have happened. Whether you had a mother's love that really, really nurtured you and took care of you and looked out for you, or if you received that mother's love from maybe another mother figure in your life, be it male or female, or whether your mom maybe has passed on and you remember, regardless, I'd like you to think for a moment of what are the qualities of a pure mother's love, like when we're at our best, and we're not always, I completely admit that. But what would be the qualities of a pure mother's love? Just shout out a couple. Pardon me?
Devotion.
What else? Understanding. What else? Support. Pardon me? Caring. Discipline. What? Listening. Eh? What else? Love.
Protection.
Unconditional love. So for me, that sounds a lot like Jesus Christ. Sounds a lot like Jesus Christ. Jesus had many, many feminine qualities. Many feminine qualities, and mostly that unconditional love, that forgiveness, that gentleness, the guidance, the support, and yes, protection. Protection. The figure of speech that Jesus uses in today's gospel is all, and that's what it's called in the gospel, a figure of speech, is all about boundaries. It's all about protection. It's all about leading us out and leading us back in, following, guiding. It's all about that, but it comes with the expectation that we have to follow. And it's a high bar sometimes to follow. And when we don't, to just come back to the fold, to come back to the fold. And that isn't all. What he says is that the reason he came is I came to have life, that they may have it abundantly. Abundant life, just a mediocre life, but abundant life. Even in the midst of our struggles, it's the vision of that Jesus Christ has for all of us, regardless. It's important, though, to take a minute to understand what abundant life really means in Christ. And I'm going to read from this little book, one of my new favorite authors, Kyla McClurg. I quoted from her last week. This is from her book, Passage by Passage. And she writes about this scripture. We get confused along the way about what makes for abundant life. We end up with packed full lives, but not abundance. Lives brimming with urgent assignments, but not abundance. Lives overflowing with possessions, like the most beautiful and well-made items, or wishing we had them. The latest technologies, but not abundance. Abundance blossoms in spaces left behind when we pare down and peel away layers of accumulation and acquisition. When we throw off the weight of wanting what others have, the heavy blocks of expectation and disappointment, of competition and comparison, abundance flourishes in the soil of the calm and uncluttered mind, the spacious outlook, the carefree spirit. And we nurture this abundance each time we can say, I need nothing more. And let's try a new way. And I'm going to slow my pace. And why don't we sit together in the silence before we decide? Abundance creeps in through unlocked minds and undefended hearts, bringing her lovely friends grace and forgiveness, humility and unfailing love, ease with neighbor and enemy. All manner of good accompanies true abundance, and all we must do is make space, open the door of our hearts for Christ, and hang a sign that says, you are welcome here. The abundant life is not about having more stuff, is it? Help me loosen my grip, O Lord. Cassie May knew about abundant life. It was a story that was told to me by Betsy, who's here today, last week. Cassie May was a housekeeper that worked for them and worked for her sister. And she had worked for them for a long time, so long that they got to be really good friends.